Welcome to episode 138 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. It took about 2 months. Well, more like 2.5 months. But we're just about at the point where I can start doing the actual experiments. I need to remove some test code and update the documentation, but figure 0.2 is done. Figures is my experiment with digital organisms, an artificial life simulation. As I've been producing these episodes, I've also been doing research. And this is the first of what will probably be several experiments with artificial life and artificial intelligence. You'll notice that the episodes have wandered around the map, covering all sorts of different topics. One of the reasons why I'm fascinated with artificial intelligence is because it covers so many different disciplines. Math, computer science, biology, evolution, psychology, neuroscience, even philosophy. Most evolutionary approaches to artificial intelligence involve creating a fitness function. The fitness function checks the various candidate solutions that the system is generating. The better a candidate is doing, the more likely it or its progeny will be in the next generation. That approach is useful and has done some pretty amazing things. But the forces that created us, that caused us to evolve, that gave birth to our minds and our ability to solve problems of arbitrary complexity, were not so simple. Take a look at natural history, and you'll see that what was an advantage at one time can be a disadvantage at another, and vice versa. The fitness function changes. There are different ways that the fitness function changes in nature. One of them is purely from having to deal with all the other organisms that are running around in your environment. Systems like Tierra, and artificial life simulations in general, seem to capture that, at least in a simple form. We talked about Tierra in episode 103, and I'll leave a link to that episode on the show page for this episode, which you can find by visiting thelabwithbrad.com. Then there's occasional changes in the overall environment. Most artificial life simulations are about simulating living organisms. They aren't generally used to solve problems. I've only seen a few papers where digital organisms have been given problems to solve. But because digital organisms have to deal with each other, they tend to be less efficient than genetic programming, genetic algorithms, evolutionary programming, and other such approaches. Still, efficiency isn't everything. It is my hope, or theory, or whatever you want to call it, that the fact that they have to deal with each other might keep them from overfitting. Overfitting is when your system gets very good at handling what you've given it to train with, but not so good at handling examples outside of its training data. That can happen with neural networks or evolutionary approaches. I'm hoping that digital organisms, just because they keep messing with each other, won't be quite so overly stable. In addition to them messing with each other, I plan to change the various problems that they will try and solve. I did actually build this system from the ground up to be extendable so that I can give them different problems to work on. Perhaps if I can find the right combination of environmental pressures, I can generate a more fluid intelligence than these systems usually create. For the most part, I'm putting the results of this experiment and sort of ongoing notes as blog posts, since it generally doesn't make a very good podcast episode. You can find those posts on the website, thelabwithbrad.com, and I'll include a link to one of them on the show page. This is not going to be quick, there are other features I need to add to the system. And every experiment will involve some coding specific to that experiment. This sort of research can take years. In that vein, I have a great deal more research to do. What evolutionary pressures created us? At around episode 77, I left off with natural history and moved on to things like artificial intelligence, and most recently, episodes on lucid dreams and out-of-body experiences. It's time to go back. We got as far as the Cambrian explosion. So starting with the next episode, that's where we'll pick it back up. It will help me design various experiments. And then, we'll see what happens.